it's going to get real right now. Into hour number two, Smack Off 23, live from Southern California. I'm Jim Rome, live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices. Every day, we had a great first hour. To recap very quickly, Brad and Corona started things off. I thought he was going to go wire to wire, or at least attempt to go wire to wire, but he did something, even for Brad, that I think is pretty unthinkable. The guy came in and went jungle suicide. He went kamikaze. He did it intentionally. I'm still not even clear why he did that, but that's the way he started it off. In fact, I would say he was more popular after doing what he did than after winning any of the three times that he won. Benny and Wisco finished up hour number one strongly. Vic and NoCal made it in. Trapper made it in. Couple of quick tweets and we're right back at it. So Geek tweets. And remember, if you're tweeting about the Smack Off, be sure to include the hashtag Smack Off. That way everybody can click on it and see what you're saying and you can see what everybody else is saying. Also go to TweetDeck. That's a great way to follow the program. So Geeked tweets, first hour goes to Benny in Wisco. I wouldn't be mad to give it to Trapper just for being legendary. Hashtag Smack Off. Campo Tyler tweets, Benny, Trapper, Brad, then Vic. Even though Brad's out, he was still better than Vic. Hashtag Smack Off. Again, where do you slot these guys? How do you have them rank right now? He ranked Brad ahead of Vic, even though Brad was DQ'd. Look at his damn face, bro. Tweets, Benny is so Gouda. He makes me laugh. Hashtag Smack Off. We're back at it. Hour number two. We are live in SoCal. Next up, don't be surprised by his whereabouts. He may be in Boston, but we know he's a Michigan man at heart and forearm, where he's got that Jim Harbaugh Saved by the Bell tat. There are a lot of things that this guy knows well, but two that he knows best. Michigan Athletics and HGTV. He's coming off a solid fifth place finish in last year's Smack Off. Time to find out whether or not he can parlay that into a title. Try this dude at your own risk. And whatever you do, do not sleep on him. Let's go now to Beantown. We go to Mark in Boston. Mark, good to have you back. How are you?
I love Vic whining about reverse engineering and then immediately copying Caleb's skin suit blast and Wes LeVar ball smack. The patron saint of reverse engineering needs to stop cutting and pasting, bro. Benny, nice job getting a cameo from Wes in that call. Nice to see him getting all warmed up for his version of the Gong Show later. Super cheesy. And before I get started, I want to give a shout-out to those former lovers of smack that we won't see this year. Terrence and Sierra Madre, Jeff and Richmond, Terry Fisher. And I get that Mayweather and McGregor got all the pub in that media tour, but I couldn't have been the only one to see Dana White up there, right? Rocking sweatpants. I mean, was that Dana White promoting that or Carl and Rosemead? No, it couldn't have been Carl. He'd have been promoting Michael Bisping. But, Rome, did you hear those guys in the front row killing Dana? Hey, Connor, why is Dana so fat? Hey, D, what's good, baby? How many sweatpants you got? Bisping dream, fight boy. And while we're talking about Husky celebs, I have some excellent news for Chael Sonnen. Chael, listen up. This is serious. Bellator has a vacant title in its heavyweight division right now. True story. Completely empty. And based on the way your moves were shaken versus that Wanderlei Silva guy, it looks like you're not that far off. If you need to make weight, just strap that skinny dork Mike and Indy to your back, step on the scale, and take your championship. But let's be honest, man. This isn't going to be the first time you have to carry Mike to a title. Chael, do you unconsciously find yourself wearing pink in October? Have you scheduled your mid-40s manogram? I bet Mike walks up to those bad boys and says, Sonnen, booby, I'm the right height. And how adorable is it when Mike makes his annual resume call and breaks down his past performance and his odds on Stucknut? No offense to Steve. We all use his site for research. It's not like I'm mining Stucknut data to make myself feel better. That's beta male behavior. You beta don't, Mike. And I had mad respect for Iafredi calling last year right after left. It took huge cojones to make that call after left crashed the studio. You have ice water running in those varicose veins, old man. A guy like Iafredi would never resort to gimmicks or other than anything straight sports bet to get a title, right?
We've all been watching.
Huh. That's weird. That sounds oddly like Iafredi being a gimmicky loser using a song to win the Smack Off. I guess when you called last year and said you wanted someone to go bile for bile with you, you really meant dementia for dementia because you clearly forgot you used gimmicks to win. This is the same year that IRA and some rando named Mike in Orlando hit the board. Don't ever tell me that era was better, bro. Men lie, women lie, Steph don't. Just remember, Doc Brown, that dorks like Les are because of you, not in spite of you. And Les, you want to hear the most comical thing about SmackOps 22? No, it wasn't your call. It was that you had the balls to say that in your post-win interview that it was about the content and not the gimmick. Yeah, sure, man. No one remembers the content. Left, right now you're strapping fireworks to your chest and you're going to zip line across into Jim's studio, bust through the glass with one of your crappy puns. Lumber Liquidators, quality hardwood for Left. And when his gimmick falls flat on its face this year, it'll sound like a lot like an evening in the Laguna Beach Bully's bedroom. After I wrestle, I cry!
Mark in Boston. That's solid. All right, where do you come out? Where are you going to slot him? You've got Vic in, Trapper, Benny, and Mark in Boston. Showing different speeds, different gears, different things. Let's keep moving. I'm not going to get bogged down with it. Somebody good is not going to get on the air today. Just make sure you keep score. Make sure when you go to Twitter, you hashtag it with SmackOff. Mark in Boston, was that good enough to put him in first? Where do you come out? What do you think? How's your day going? How is everything? Where are you listening? What are you doing? Got a few cocktails in you yet? Back at it. This time, this dude is not afraid of anything or anyone. How do I know? Because he's lobbed three different phone calls since ripping his golden ticket. That's right, I've got a golden ticket recipient. And he's gone after some of the heaviest hitters in the jungle in doing so. You see, too many of you Americans are always looking to paint all of Canada with one broad stroke. In fact, this dude does not fit your whack stereotypes at all. Starting with the fact that he will go. He is likes to fight guy. He's not looking for somebody else to fight his battles for him. For the first time ever in the Smack Off, we now go to north of the border, to the province of Alberta, the city of Edmonton. A golden ticket recipient, Tyler in Edmonton. Tyler, it is all you. Tyler, what's up?
What's going on, Rome? First things first, thank you to you and the crew. It is an honor. I would get into the 50 Shades of Shame down there, but we all know what bum smack gets us. Benny in Wisco, I'm not sure what the speed limit in the jungle is, but man, take a breath. Pretty funny you brought up Left being repetitive while you were spewing out 6,000 words per minute. Hey, Victor, you know what else you excel at? Regurgitating Left's takes. You just blasted him for grouping up for his takes, and then you used his takes. You're like Bartolo Colon bouncing around from team to team trying to salvage what's left of a good career. You'd be better off taking the noble approach like Brad. All right, quick shout-out to Calgary. Congrats on your little toddler, Johnny Goudreau, on bringing home the Lady Bing trophy. For anyone who isn't familiar, the Lady Bing basically goes to the guy who is most likely to end up on a Vanity Fair cover. This guy had four penalty minutes in 72 games. Four. You know what's worse? Two of them were for diving. Are you serious, Calgary? That's who's going to lead you to the promised land? What a fitting representative for a town full of thin-skinned, white-collar hacks. Guess that's what you can expect when you build your franchise around an American. Enjoy living in the shadows of McDavid, his MVP trophies, and soon-to-be Stanley Cups. All right, in honor of all the NBA stars using the Players Tribune, I've written you a letter of my own. Dear Cheeseball NBA players, as a lifetime hockey fan, I've grown up taking pucks to the face and fistfighting on skates to settle my scores. So when I was faced with the possibility of becoming an NBA fan, I had to think really hard about what to do. But today, I've come to a decision. I'm not becoming an NBA fan. I've decided that you spineless, nut-kicking, drama queen little bitches don't deserve any of my attention. Half of you drop dead if another guy even breathes on you. The other half, you guys are almost as pathetic as the love stains on Hugh Freeze's bedsheets. So keep acting tough in your shove matches. Keep having your sideline rave parties after a big dunk. And I'll keep watching real sports. Yours truly, Tyler in Edmonton. And if any of you giant babies have a problem with my opinion on your weak-ass tendencies, you can call me and tell me to my face, 780-221-6475. All right, lastly, to Chael, I have a VIP pass to enlightenment for you. You know the difference between me and you, Chael? I don't lower my expectations. I don't strive for four packs. I go for broke to achieve at the highest level, no matter what, and I win. I'm an all-natural, 100% lean Albertan entrepreneur. I wouldn't call myself a gangster. You see, a gangster is only two steps up from a petty thief. You know, like those guys who panhandle their no-name smack-off t-shirts, which I guess all in all kind of fits the bill for your stick lately. I'm more of a mafia don, but I have good news for you. One day when you're broke and completely down the other side of the mountain, which, let's be honest, Chael, it's coming, I'll be here for you. I'll hire you to help me. I'll carry your old decaying ass across the finish line for a smack-off title, And most importantly, Chael, I'll keep you relevant for as long as humanly possible, because deep down, we all know that's all you're really looking for. You got my number, Chael. Use it when the time is right. I want a war trapper taking a 2x4 to cancer. Thanks again, Rome. It's been an honor. I am out.
Tyler, Edmonton, a Canadian, bidding to win it for the first time ever. He made it to the end of his call. All right, Tyler, thank you very much. Not a bad first effort. In fact, how good do you think that effort is? Let's keep moving. Next up, the Super Bowl got Lady Gaga. The Smack-Off got John in Little Rock. One is known for being the face of pop today. The other is known for being the one-man cover band of pop from the 80s with a cell phone from the 60s. If you're like me, you love John in Little Rock. Something about this cat just makes me laugh. Whether it's the beatboxing, the jukebox full of men without hats, the outfield, men at work, or aha. Even the Smack-Off needs a halftime for fellas to regroup, refresh, get prepared for the second half. So we might as well be entertained from the capital of the natural state. Let's do this. We go to John in Little Rock. John, good luck. What's up?
What's up, bro? Appreciate you for letting me in. It's the Smack-Off, baby. But I like to say, besides Trapper, the rest of y'all sound like y'all could have joined y'all, and y'all are a little too slow. So let me be the first to crack this volcano wide open. There's a Dickie in the cow. He's a tripper with no style. Every time he slaps his gap. He take himself more off the map. Now smack him. Smack him good. There ain't no smacking back because we smack the head. Smack him. Smack him real good. Smack Mark from Hollywood. We smack y'all through the hood. Laguna had to left. Jimmo had to smell his breath. Nobody wants to smell your face. So keep your punk ass out the place.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Well, John, I'll give you this. You did mix in your own music with your own beatbox, so that was a step up. The decision not to go with something original, also a step up, but just not good enough to get you through. But you're in that spot. I've got no problem. I don't regret it. I do not regret it. All right, so he's out. Brad and Corona is out. You know who is still in. Make your notes. Slot them. Take your thoughts to Twitter. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Make sure you hashtag everything. Smack off. No sign of the defending champ yet. No sign of Chael yet. No sign of Mike from Indy yet. No sign of some of the other monsters. It's starting to get late. Starting to get late because you may think that you've got the entire third hour, but remember, you don't. We have to run it back 10 to 1 if we even get 10 on. So if you're looking to get through, make the call. Take a short time out. I wonder who's next. Looking for some of the monsters. I can't believe how fast this year is going. Training camps opening up soon. Baseball season pretty much half over or more.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Smack-Off is brought to you by our pals at Lumber Liquidators. Face it, clones. Nobody's impressed with that nasty old carpet you have. Time to make a major upgrade without dropping a ton of money. My pals at Lumber Liquidators will hook you up. They've got a store right around the corner from you. Find it at LumberLiquidators.com. Listen. Well, a little bit of reaction quickly to John. Chris in St. Pete tweets, worst Smack-Off call ever. Get rid of that beatboxing loser, John. I did. But I still love the guy. I love the guy, but I had to get rid of him. Listen, I see what's going on here. A lot of you are waiting. A lot of the monsters are waiting. That might not be the best play. I don't care who you are. Time is a commodity. If I run out of time and I can't get to you, you don't get on the air, no matter how good your call is. Be careful with that. And here he is. I would love to send it to Laguna Beach, to the defending champ, who has made an appearance now. I would love to send it to Laguna Beach to left, but who knows where this guy is? Maybe I should send it to right outside my office or the airspace around my building or, I don't know, who knows? For the first time, the biggest question coming to the Smack-Off was not who is going to win it, but rather, what the hell is Left going to do this time? This guy's made a name for himself when he buzzed my tower with a chopper. Then he went immortal when he went breaking and entering into my tower. So the question remains, what is the defending champ going to do? We're about to find out. The moment we have been waiting for, the champ is here. Let's see what he's got on his mind. Welcome back, Lef. How are you?
Doing pretty good, Romy. Hey, condolences to Brad and Corona. It appears he finally succumbed to mesothelioma from exposure to Lef's bestest. And Jimmy, this call's about to go so old school by the end, you're going to swear your studio is haunted by the souls of Smackers past. I mean, literally. And Romy, I got a tweet this morning from NHRA champion Cruz Pedregon. He and the Snap-on boys are taking in the Smack-Off today. Hey, Cruz, do me a favor. Can you hook up Young Miss Coach Huge Sleaze with directions on how to keep his front end down when he's popping his wheelies? And Jimmy, the Carson Chargers open up camp tomorrow, and they're playing their home games on a soccer field. I mean, does that mean Joey Bosa and the boys are going to go door-to-door selling cookie dough to raise money for shin guards? I mean, Romy, I can handle Phil Rivers spinning a perfect two-handed overhead spiral to a wide-open striker, but I'm not down with Ed Hockley in extra medium shorts, you know, flaunting those bulging biceps of his. And Romy, as you can see, I'm keeping it totally old school today. I've dropped all the gimmicks. Whitey, hit it. Hacksaw, that's your cue. 3, 2, 1.
That's right, Lef. I'm Lee Hacksaw Hamilton, and I want to talk Chargers soccer with you. Urine bombs, flare guns. I want to hear from you. Parent tunnels, bleacher fires. Looking at you, soccer mom. Show me your lightning bolts. Corner kick me a phone call.
Thanks, Smacksaw. Hey, Aya Freddy, how's that for old school, huh? Romy, I lived when Aya Freddy was in your studio earlier this year trying to be like me, except, you know, he removed his clot stockings, autographs those, then takes a strong toke off that oxygen tank and says, time for me to die. And Romy, another tool I need to mention. I really didn't want to go here today, but you know that guy in Washington, D.C., Romy, that rich, arrogant loudmouth with a huge comb over. Of course, Romy, I'm talking about Bryce Harper. I mean, hats off to those two dingers last night, but dude has to have the greasiest lettuce in the entire beltway. I mean, we all like a little oil on our salads, but is it really necessary to have the oil changed in your hair? Hi, I'm Bryce Harper, and when it comes to hair care, I choose O'Reilly's full synthetic high-mileage motor oil, and I change my oil in my hair every 3 games or 3,000 styles. It's O'Reilly Auto Hair for a better part, for a better Bryce every play. Romy, I just feel bad for the grease monkey in charge of lubricating this guy's ball bearings. And while we're at it, Jimmy, can we get Bryce to hook up Mike and Indy with some wiper blades for that number 2 streak he's left all over your show? I mean, this guy gets more silver than a Q-tip at the NBA commissioner's crib and more seconds than it takes Bo Jackson to count to 60. Which reminds me, Romy, Mike stuttered so bad in last year's Smack-Off and in his call yesterday, I kept waiting for Chael Sonnen to show up, hit him with those shock paddles, and bring him back to life like he did in 2015. Oh, and Mike, I ordered a couple of your shirts from your Shopify.com. Hey, Romy, last night, did you see a helmet chipped the tooth of Aaron Judge? How in the hell did a helmet even find a tooth in this guy's gap mouth? I mean, dude's got so many gaps in his teeth, whenever Joe Girardi comes to put the shift on, I'm pretty sure he's motioning for Aaron's chiclets to move over. And with that jack-o'-lantern mouth, people in New York have already started calling him Mr. October 31st. I know his name is Aaron Judge, but are we sure he wasn't created by Mike Judge? I mean, dude looks so much like Butthead, I have to expect his pressers to sound like, I'd like to swing big wood. That was cool. If Aaron Judge can bring the teeth, Mark in Hollywood can sure supply the gums. Mark's got more gum in his smile than a pack of Bazooka Joe. I mean, Duke could win a bubble-blowing contest with those things. I mean, seriously, bro, what's the vet measure your gum-to-tooth ratio in, furlongs? And, dude, I know you're from Philly. I just didn't know you are a Philly. Now watch me smack. Watch Mark Nae. Jim, being a star actor in the jungle just means you're a failed smack runner. Pervy Alvey, O.J. Kilder, Studio Stormy.
Hey, don't go pissing your pants, kid. What the hell happened? You lose your place in a damn script? In my day, we didn't even use scripts.
Well, but aren't you...
Terrence and Sarah Madry. Yeah. So what?
But I thought you were...
Dead? No, legends never die, kid, unless you're Burt Corona. You killed that guy last year. Hey, this is your big chance. You know what an honor it is to be in the pole position and go back-to-back? Unless you're that cow-tipping redneck Mike and Indy or his lackey Shale. Hey, if he fought Mayweather under MMA rules, he'd still get his ass kicked. That guy's going to end up wrestling bears at the carnival. Okay? Hey, listen, kid. I got your back. You know that 1996 Sports Illustrated picture of all those clones with Jim? They all got your back too, kid. You can count on it.
The 1996 SI photo shoot? I mean, do you mean to tell me that Joe and Lemon Grove, Dave the Mayor in Poway, Rich in Anaheim Hills, Silk, Ira, Trapper, and Jim Benton, the Detolas, and Raider Mike, all of my back, but I thought they were dead too.
I told you, kid, legends never die. Besides, they're not dead. They're just dead from the neck up. They can still walk around and pose for a picture now and then. Come on, now.
Well, Jim, I think that's them walking into the studio right now. There's Ira, he's bringing all the tree, and Randall's got the Portlandia bush, and there's Raider Mike. He's going to plant them high and deep just like he plants his Raider jersey into his jeans. You can, like, recreate the 1996 SI photo, Jim. Oh, and there's Sports Illustrated columnist Ben Golliver. He's going to document this whole thing for a new article next month. So, Romy, I guess it's true. There's heroes and there's legends. Heroes do chopper calls, bust down studio doors, and leave their capes behind. But legends bridge the gap that's the size of Aaron Judge's teeth between old school and new school and collect back-to-back smack-off titles. Legends never die, Romy.
Hey, want a bet, punk?
Whoa, Terrence, put the gun down.
Hey, Bert says hello.
Oh, man. It happened. It's a real thing. This is absolutely insane. All right, so not only, first things first, Terrence is alive. We got to the bottom of that. Terrence and Sierra Madre lives. That was Terrence with Lef. And now in studio, all the fellas. Now, some of these guys, fellas, it's been a long time. I've got Trapper here. I've got some of the legends here. They've got Foliage. We got to run this thing right through. I recognize some of you. The CEO is in the house. I know some of you. I probably know all of you, but I don't recognize all of you. Let's get in front of a microphone and let everybody listening know exactly who is in my house right now. Dial it up.
I'm Trapper. I'm a made man, and you're not. Here's your 30 pieces of silver.
Right there on the table. Trapper is in my house. My man.
Richard Copyright Hills. T-shirts will be available after the show.
Rich in Copyright Hills.
Joe from Lemon Grove. That's all I got.
No way. Joe in Lemon Grove. Old school, baby.
Coach Tom from the former Fullerton National.
We once had a tour stop there where we hit 3 in one day in SoCal. Coach Tom in the house. CEO.
CEO. Baller.
So last year, it was Lef who bum-rushed the set. He's recreating the famous 96 SI photo shoot. All these guys are in studio right now.
Jim Benton, 96
Benton!
Webmaster.
The first webmaster ever. That's Jim right. Benton in the house.
Yeah. Benny and Wisco representing the mayor of Poway.
Absolutely love it. All right, so Benny and Wisco is here. Obviously, guys who made the road trip, they've come across the country. What's up, brah?
Brah, straight from Huntington Beach and the legend of cheese and charcuteries, full moche, brah.
All of these guys live and in studio. We're running out of room.
Raider Mike.
Yeah! Randall, are you rocking a fake stash? Where's Raider Mike?
Couldn't make it.
Yeah, no!
No!
Yeah! Randall is in the house impersonating Raider Mike.
Kerwin in Riverside.
Incredible, dude. Kerwin
the only brother in,
Riverside.
In the panel. I die first in this segment.
Kerwin, my man, finally back in the house after all this time. Who else we got?
Close the show, Romy. You know who this is.
Hi, Ray.
Yeah.
Hi, Ray. What's up?
What's
Anybody
going on, buddy?
Else, fellas? Guys, this is unbelievable. So what Lef did, if you see what he did here, he took the famous 1996 SI photo shoot. We did it on Ventura Boulevard back in the day in the Valley. He brought everybody, virtually everybody, from the photo shoot, and they're in studio right now. Fellas, I'm blown away. Lef, it wasn't enough just to come in here yourself. You had to bring the entire crew. All right, guys, we got to pull this thing together. Good to see everybody. Kerwin, I can't believe you're here in the house. Coach Tom, Ira, Joe in Lemon Grove, Rich in Copyright Hill, still trying to sell my merch. Trapper, my man. Trapper, I love you, bro. You know that. Everybody, good to see all you guys. Am I forgetting anybody else?
Who else?
We're going to the track.
Terrence! I can't believe it. Terrence, get up here fast, man.
You got that $50 you owe me?
It's accumulated interest.
Mic,
Terrence, dude, I thought you were dead, for real.
Reports of my demise were grossly exaggerated.
Grossly exaggerated. Terrence, I've never been so happy to see you, my brother. Great to see you. Nice
right
job.
Right back at you.
You too. Terrence,
now,
the golden.
Where's my 50 bucks?
Get the hell out of my studio, Terrence. The golden pipes. Hey! The golden pipes of Terrence.
We're like brothers.
We are like brothers, dude.
You're
like
my,
we are like brothers. You're like my dad. Terrence.
Better than your grandmother, right?
Yeah, get out of here, Terrence. All right.
Break the
That's
internet,
it, guys.
Break
we did
internet.
It. Do what you do, fellas. Unbelievable. Good to see y'all. They've got the foliage to recreate the photo shoot. Trapper. Lef's done it again. Love's done it again. You can call him a gimmicky little bitch all you want. That's unbelievable. I have not seen these guys in decades. Decades! We're coming right back. React to what you just heard. It's one of the most famous days. I'm Ray on the other side of the glass. One of the most famous days in show history, the Sports Illustrated photo shoot. Austin Murphy was the writer. He did this amazing piece on the show more than 20 years ago. We went down the street in the San Fernando Valley, and we did this photo shoot, and these guys were all part of the photo shoot. Lev put it all together, brought them all back, and they were right here in the studio. All right, we got to get out. I got to try and make some sense of what just happened here in this house. It is the Smack Off. The defending champ coming with what he came with. Time now for a sports update. Here is the very latest.
Golf 23 on CBS Sports Radio.
Look, I'd be lying if I said that I wasn't still trying to figure out, did that really just happen? Did that really go down the way it just did? Rich Ackerman is in. He tweets, Left, winner, and still champ? Question mark. Hashtag SmackOff. Squirrel 2 on Twitter. I've listened since SmackOff 3. At Left and Laguna just dropped the eternal mic. Those legends built the jungle. It's over. Left wins. Thunderstrunk tweets. Legends never die. Hashtag SmackOff. There's so many things that were incredible about that. One, Terrence is still alive. We've been talking about that for years. Literally, I'd given up hope. Two, how about Trapper coming in and dropping? Last year, it was Left dropping the Richie Incognito Gamer. This year, it was Trapper dropping 30 pieces of silver.
30 pieces of silver.
And it's true. There were people in that room, in this room, that helped make this show, helped build this show from day one that I haven't seen in 20 years. And Left somehow ran them all down, rounded them all up. Kerwin! Freaking Kerwin in the house. Softy Greg tweets, how many guys hung the phone up after that call? At Jim Rome, how many open lines do you have right now? Hashtag SmackOff. None. None. They're hanging in. Nobody hung up. But I would not want to be the guy who's got to follow that call, but somebody has to. Somebody has to. All right, so what's your reaction to Left? I want more of that. Hit me right now. Hit me on Twitter. At Jim Rome. Back at it. There are still some other monsters out there. Let me tell you something. It's not over. Don't come in with, it's over, it's over, it's not over. It's not over yet. We've got other winners, previous winners who have not called yet. That was an amazing moment, but it's not over yet. Back at it. This guy comes repping the northwest part of Canada. Not only does he spark the Canadian-American rivalry, but he will often try to kill one of his own. As he went in on Tyler in Edmonton earlier, he had spent a lot of time on the watch list before he finally ripped his golden ticket. Now, let's see if he is worth it. Let's go to north of the border, to British Columbia's most popular seaport. We go to Vancouver. Matt in Van. It's a tough act to have to follow, but somebody's got to do it. Matt, what's going on? How are you?
Oh, hell yeah, Rome. Smack off. Freaking Terrence shows up. That calls for a good bottle of Remy Martin and some good-ass cigars, my man. What an honor to be in this competition with that broke-ass, washed-up growth hormone and tights Chael. Chael needs his 5K to keep his creditors off his back for another week while that cold hustling pimp Dana White rolls around in a Bentley that Chael paid for. That pimp gangsta Dana is so damn greedy. Rome, he's only willing to pimp out his top dollar restaurant quality hoe to get murdered in a boxing ring. And the best hustle of all is Dana made that show pony hoe Connor think he's the one winning the day. Speaking of hoe-ass show ponies, Rome, that trick Mark in Hollywood sent me a package in the mail. After I won my golden ticket, I thought, wow, man, Mark's a good dude. Then I opened the package, and it was a card with a winky face, 5 pills, a set of Tom Brady sleepwear, and a $4 bottle of wine. I don't know what you got planned for me, urinal teeth, but whatever it is, keep me the bleep out of it. Hey, Rome, what's up with the steady decline in these American smack-off guys? It really mirrors the decline of America itself. There's a few nice places on the coast, but the rest is nothing but big box stores, fat-ass losers walking the line of overdosing on opiates and trailers. I remember being a kid, Rome. America was head and shoulders above the rest of the world, the top dog. What a difference a couple decades makes. Holy crap, America. I used to want to be American. Now you couldn't pay me to switch passports. The rest of the world is laughing you. If you fat asses just eat the fruits and vegetables that Tom Brady won't eat, you'd still be 10 times better off than the typical American diet of beer, Marlboro Reds, and despair. When you eat a salad, it's not supposed to be from McDonald's, you idiots. The worst and horniest offender of this American decline is Vic and NoCal. Vic's life since the distant Smack-Off title has been such a perverted, pathetic tragedy. The only thing left is for Mark Wahlberg to make an unwatchable movie about it. Vic, you're the R. Kelly of the jungle. Drip, drip, drip. Speaking of the horny lames, Rome, Hugh Freeze is the top candidate for horny, annoying, overly religious hypocrite of the year. You got Cam for one freaking phone call to one pro? Leff and Tiger Woods would call that amateur hour. Speaking of frauds, Rome, does that bum smack ban apply now that we actually have a total homeless dude in the Smack-Off? Dan in Denver is so broke, my man had to start a GoFundMe account to raise $6 to load up his government-subsidized flip phone for this call. But at least Dan has accepted his bum fate. Brad and Corona's pathetic bank account is really just a sad countdown to homelessness. Rome, War Team Canada standing together for one day only and trading with 20 Americans. Wore the Smack-Off. I'm out.
It's a good call. It's a good call. Matt in Vancouver. Getting through it. Canadian representation. And he had to follow left. That is not an easy thing to do. Moving through hour number two. I'm not going to waste time. Remember, if you're out there waiting for hour number three, it could be a risky play. It does not guarantee that you'll get on. I don't care who you are. I don't care how many times you've won this thing. If you can't get through or you call it too late, it will not matter. Keep it in mind. We go now to Green Bay. This will be Caleb's third Smack-Off, only his third. I say only because it feels like the guy's been around much longer than that. He is a former Golden Ticket winner. He ripped a third-place finish as a rook. He has been a staple in the jungle since. Now, he is one of the easier targets in the jungle, but he knows that. He owns that. He uses that to his advantage. One thing is certain. He will end his call with On Wisconsin. One thing that is not certain, who he's going to bring into his call. 2 years ago, it was the Sklars. Last year, it was his mom. Who is it this year? Or is he going to attempt to go solo? Regardless, time to sharpen the tusks. Walrus, it's your show. Take it away, Caleb. What's up?
What's up, Roman? What's going on, man?
What's up?
All right. First of all, Trapper, my thoughts and prayers are with you. I pray you make it through, but if it doesn't look like it's going to, I paraphrase Vice President Thomas Marshall, who said, "If Teddy Roosevelt, death better take you sleeping, for if you had been awake, there would be a fight." 30 pieces of Werther's, gramps like us, babe. Left, doing this to the clones and to Rome is like dangling heroin in front of an addict. Of course we're going to love it. Of course we're going to be biased. I don't know what's worse, you cramming 25 pot shots per minute, cramming 25 old schoolers into Rome's studio, or selling out the title and the $5,000 to scratch out 25 different checks. Here's the thing, Jim. The Smack-Off is meant for entertainment. We're performers, in a sense. But Left has somehow manipulated the clones into thinking he has great sports takes. But literally all he does is make personal appearance jokes about sports figures. Glass houses, I mean, we all do it. But let's not act like Left calls in once a month to break down the Padres' middle infield or the Raiders' nickel package. I can just picture him at the PTA meetings with the other dads. "Hey, Left, how's it going, man? So what do you think about this LeVar Ball character, huh? Well, his teeth are yellow and crooked, am I right?" but I mean, every news outlet is eager for his opinion. Do you think we'll have an effect on the Lakers moving forward? Well, his teeth are yellow and crooked. Ow! Okay, but didn't I see LaMelo pull up from half court the other day? Do you think LeVar is teaching his kids they can call their own shots in life? Well, I know where they can't call their shots. The dentist, right. Well, this is pointless. I'm heading over to the pasta salad. You know, Jim, sometimes the rank-and-file clones, the lifeblood of the jungle, forget that the callers are not just that, but we're also fans of the show. I mean, I've been listening for over a decade now, and I can't remember the last time I looked forward to an individual caller like I am for Chad later on. And the reason is just because I love impressions. I watch videos of people doing them on YouTube all the time. I can't wait to hear the 5 millionth person who thinks he has a good Christopher Walken, which Chad's probably sounds like this. You call the Jim Rome Show, perhaps, and you try to win the Smack-Off, but I say no. Or what about the 3 millionth person who thinks he has a good Schwarzenegger that really just sounds like he shot a Pokemon in the ass with a trank dart? I'll get to the chopper, Chad. I bet you think you're oodles of fun at parties, but it wears thin quickly. Hey, guys, who wants to hear my new Morgan Freeman? Yeah, Chad, we're actually just going to hang out over here by the coleslaw. His first night in the joint, Andy Dufresne cost me 2 bowls of coleslaw. He never made a sound. That's great, buddy. Where did I put my coat? Lastly, Romy, it's a holiday, and it's a day of peace and harmony, kind of like Fuzzy and Tiger playing in the Masters, but I want to wish everybody and their families a happy holiday, except for some of your clones that don't have families and are behind on their child support payments like your boy Mark in Boston. Tell that clone to get a life. On Wisconsin.
There you go, Caleb. Nice job. little Harbaugh reference and Mark in Boston at the end of that call. All right, we're shaping up. We're moving through it. Where do you have people slotted? Benny, Mark, Vic, Trapper, Tyler in Edmonton, Lef, Matt in Van, Caleb. It's getting tough. Where do you want to slot everybody? How do you have it scored right now? Back to it. Let's get one more in before the end of the hour. Many old school listeners know this name. New listeners probably have no clue, but that's okay because he's here to refresh your memory. He used to call the show, and they stopped calling the show. You know what? I'm looking at the clock. Screw it. Let's go to Dan in Denver. That's a name that you cannot forget. RTN, Dan in Denver. Dan, you made it through. What's up?
Hey, Tyler in Edmonton. That wasn't even your best call this week. And hey, Lef, way to bring other people into your call rather than the normal multiple people writing your call. And I appreciate our Tiger Woods of the Smack Off, Brad and Corona, leading off. You see the similarities there, right, Rome? They both have fading games, back issues, receding hairlines, and low T. Rome, is there a senior tour this guy can join like Tiger should? Can't you just see Brad, Iafredi, and Carbone playing a par 3 version of the Smack Off on the Thursday before, just like the Masters? And I checked out that Game of Thrones show. Brad's always resetting. 99% of it was male nudity and incest, so that makes sense. And, Jim, I'm pumped for UFC 214 this weekend, and I pray to God DC beats John Jones' ass. But it seems like the only thing that can beat Jones is the pre-fight drug test. With all the recreational drugs and testosterone in this degenerate's urine, we could probably bottle it up and nuke that raccoon infestation at your house. John's urine is so dirty, his Wizinator got a UTI. And, Jim, it seems like you can't call into the Smack Off without some sort of weird, imaginative gang affiliation. Mike and Indy's created this whole Midwest Mafia versus West Coast Mafia thing. So I'd like to formally introduce the jungle to the Mile High Club. And to do that, I'm going to need to crack some skulls, starting with Stevie Carbone. I heard someone say he dropped in his podcast that he's doing something unexpected in his call today. Hey, Stevie, maybe next time you want to tease something, you do it on a platform where more than 10 people are listening. And I saw Tyler and Edmonton tweet a pic of himself today. Cool it on the USA, Smack Bro. You look like Aaron Carter after a Coke binge. Moving on, Jim, I noticed the Trojan has gobbled up a lot of the CBS airwaves for advertising. That's great market research in that most of your listeners are male, but terrible market research in that many of those males are guys like Caleb in Green Bay. I don't want to go too hard on Caleb today, though, Rome, because I know he can't take it. So I'm just going to say this. I really respect his decision to abstain from diet and exercise. In all seriousness, though, Rome, I liked that call, and I loved his Silence of the Lambs-inspired RSVP. I figured his favorite quote from that movie would be the one about the lotion on the skin, though. Maybe Kleenex can hook this guy up with a sponsor, since he's always using it to clean up his tears, Rome.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Not your day, Dan. Not your day. Definitely not your day. All right, now he's done. And now we have 2 hours done. The third hour coming right up. See, I'm telling you, the thing goes so much faster than you'd ever expect. Now you've got some guys out there, some big, big names that have not made it in yet. Mike in Indy has not called. Chael has not called. Mark in Hollywood has not called. Stevie Carbone has not called. No sign of some of the other monsters. No sign of Iafredi. Who's going to make it in? Last chance, hour number three. And remember, it's a short hour. I've got to walk it back. 10 through 1 and do a brief Q&A with the winner. You're running out of time. Call now. Smack Off 23 continues.